Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to Friday and No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm going to spend a few minutes with you today talking with you about how to end an interview well. Not because it's going to guarantee you getting hired. Nothing does that. But it just gives you an extra couple of points on the scale in an interviewer's mind that may help make the difference. I hope you find this helpful, and meanwhile, let's get rolling. And I want to talk with you today about ending the interview properly. Now, I'm not talking about asking great questions. I'm talking about the very last moments you're speaking with someone. I'm first going to talk about it in the context of an in-person interview, but then I'm going to come back to the phone interview. So you've asked all the questions. They've answered all the questions. It's the obvious time that everything is ending. So there comes the point where you're going to be saying goodbye. Everyone stands up. They do the handshake, the escort out. Here's how you do it. You stand up. You shake hands, you stand tall without appearing like you're being formal, but you stand casually tall, shake hands, put a great smile on your face, and make your face appear warm, and go, thanks, this is really a great meeting, I enjoyed talking with you. I hope to hear from you soon about next steps. And you do it in a way that just seems friendly and engaging. Now, if this is a phone interview, standing is irrelevant to the equation, right? But your voice, as I've always said, is your sales tool. So when it comes to the end of the conversation, they may say, so is there anything else? Or words to that effect. And you use those same words. I just want to thank you so much for making time. I thought this was a great conversation. I'm really interested in the role. And I look forward to hearing from you about next steps. And you say it with your voice, not formal and business-like, but with a warmth to it. Acting and interviewing go hand in hand. There's a form of theater to it. And you want to, at the very end of the interview, make that personal connection to let them know that you're interested. And saying these things and acting in this particular way goes a long way toward doing it. Does it guarantee you get the job? No. But what it does do is give you the chance to make a heartfelt connection with the other person so that in this way, they like you and want to see more of you. Again, doesn't guarantee anything, just like all my other tips don't guarantee anything. But it advantages you over the competition, and that's what you want to be looking for. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.